Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the morning show. Different voices today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and welcome once again to the show here. As you noticed, I am not James Maloff. My name is Seth, and I will be hosting for today. How exciting. Very good. But as you can hear, with me, of course, is our head of news here at WFHR and WIRI, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And so if this is going to sound a little different than normal, that's only normal, because I'm not James. So
But we're normally here with you.
That's true.
That different.
It shouldn't be too different. We're going to do a lot of the same stuff. We'll keep it up there. You know, I was training all morning to be James. I didn't get any sleep last night. So no, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm kidding. Oh boy! Wow, that's some method acting.
That is
some
method acting for me, but. We're going to do our best to get you through the morning here, everyone. We're going to be going through, of course, a lot of the normal things that you hear about. We've got the L Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit. We have some fun stories to get to, including what's slowly killing you, but you really enjoy doing it anyway.
Oh, boy.
That should be
That'll
fun,
be
right?
Uplifting.
We're going to find out what faux-ductivity is. A little bit later in the hour. That's all coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. Starting at 9 a.m., we're going to be welcoming in Allie Waite, Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2024. We're going to talk to her about being Miss Wisconsin Rapids and also some other things. The business that she started.
Ooh,
how cool is that?
How cool. I can't wait to hear about that.
We're going to talk about that, and also her speed painting and her community service initiative, Keeping Kindness.
Oh, speed painting.
That's
going to be so fun.
I don't have a lot of experience with that.
No,
so.
I have zero.
Well, then we're going to learn all about it. You, me, and just about everyone else. Also, getting into some entertainment news. There, a band from the 90s got into fisticuffs on stage.
I saw the video.
We're going to talk a little bit about
that. So you will have to talk about that.
We're going to talk about, let's see, where's that? What happened to the Ig Nobel Awards? I don't know if you've ever heard of the Ig Nobel Awards, Melissa, but
no.
It's something I've been following for the last couple of years.
Hmm.
It's one of those things where they look at studies that don't seem to do much. But if you look a little closer, they might be telling us something a little bit more.
Useful.
Yes. But they do it in a very irreverent attitude. It's always the first. So this year is the 34th first annual Ig Nobel Awards. They do that every year. So we'll get into that a little bit as well. Also looking at a very expensive martini. And and we'll look at a myth. I don't know if we'll see, find out if it's a myth or not. Does checking your bag at the airport early help make it one of the first to hit baggage claim for those travelers out there? We'll find out. All that and more here on The Morning Show on WFHR. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Let's kick it off like we like to do with some interesting story. We're going to head on down under, even further down under. We're going to New Zealand, Melissa, for our story this morning.
Someplace it's on my bucket list to visit, because it's a beautiful country.
It is gorgeous country. It's Middle Earth. For those of you who don't know, if you've seen the Lord of the Rings movie, of course, they all were filmed.
You almost made me spit out my coffee, Seth.
Well, they have the whole setup there still. Like, Hobbiton is still there. You can visit it. Yeah.
Oh,
the farmer that owned the land decided, we'll just keep
it
here. It's like a tourist booming area, too.
Oh, no doubt.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Lord of the Rings today. We are talking about the Bird of the Year contest.
Oh.
They do this every year in New Zealand, and they don't just say, what's your favorite bird? You have to, like, put costumes on. And you have to tell them why you do this. You have to. It involves also craft beer. So let's get into this. This is good.
Okay. All right.
The golden-eyed endangered penguin has once again been named New Zealand's Bird of the Year after a competition involving bird costumes, craft beer, and Dr. Jane Goodall.
Yes.
Three things.
Oh, that's a great combination.
Three things that go well together, right?
No, it just does.
Okay,
does.
So the name of the bird is the hoi ho, or the noise shouter. It won the title for the second time after previously securing the top spot in 2019.
Okay, back for a rerun? I don't know what you call it.
Let's do it again. So the way they do it in New Zealand, this is really interesting. So you have to have a group sponsor the bird.
Okay.
And it can just be, you know, like an ad hoc group pulled together or can be like a bird organization or something like that. It doesn't really matter. You can, like, for some, they list some of the different organizations that did this. They included a museum, a rugby team, and a brewery. That, and they were all, you know, putting together, trying to get this bird elected to it, which they did. Mm-hmm. The runner-up was K-A-R-U-R-E.
Wow, you really are channeling James.
I'm channeling
this
James
morning,
this morning. I'm telling you. Not being able to pronounce words this morning. Curer. Well, I should try to pronounce words I'm not familiar with, right?
That's there you go.
But it's actually, this is actually really important because the hoiho, which has seen its population dip nearly 80% within a 15-year period.
Oh, wow.
It's a great time to honor this because they are getting, according to the organizers, the hoiho has been hammered from all angles. They suffer from horrible diseases like diphtheria and getting attacked by dogs. Tiny, vulnerable chicks are threatened by introduced predators like cats, stoats, and what are stoats? Anyway, ferrets.
Stoats. It's like a weasel.
Is it like, a rodent, in other words, that can wipe out an entire breeding site in a single season.
Ooh.
And wow. Goodall also offered her support. That's how she comes in, and she just offered her support for it.
Well, she's always been a champion for conservation.
That's true.
And that's a really short period of time to have decimated their population. Wow.
If you would, Melissa, you should look up this bird. It's a beautiful, it's an absolutely gorgeous bird.
Okay, how do you spell it again?
Oh, H-O-I.
Uh-huh.
H-O.
H-O.
Hoiho. Or Hoaho. Or Hoaho.
Yellow-eyed penguin.
Yes. And they do have yellow eyes.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, they do have yellow eyes in it. I mean, it looks like basically a penguin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got yellow eyes and, like, yellow fur around the eyes. But otherwise, it's a black, you know, the backs are black and the fronts are white, just like a penguin would be. They're only 12 pounds.
Yes, they're very small. But, man, they're good
adorable.
To look at. And thank you for putting them up there to let people know how awful they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Ugh. So that's the downside, but that's good story to start off with. Gorgeous bird, winning bird of the year down in there. Now, the bird's coloring is yellow, which is technically what the color is for that team in Green Bay. It's actually green and yellow, but we kind of shorthand call it green and gold, and that was a very terrible segue into the statewide text to win, go for the green or gold contest that we are doing right now in Civic Media, all across the Civic Media Radio Network. How was that, Melissa?
That was great. Well done. Congratulations. You get the segue award.
Positive reinforcement. That's all I'm looking for today. So if you were listening at the 7 o'clock hour, you got the first word of the day. You have three more chances today, everyone, at 11, at 1, and at 4. And that's on every Civic Media radio station all across
and
the state.
And there's a winner for each one of those hours.
There is. You can either win cash or some gold jewelry. And you also get entered to win a pair. This is the grand prize. A pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. The black and gold, which I guess that's what they're called. So lots of gold in this. So, but
lots of gold. But lots of chances to win gold. This contest goes on for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and as you mentioned, it's statewide. So just keep that in mind. But the more often you enter, the more chances to win those. Even I'm saying this, Seth. Amazing tickets to watch a football game.
See, now, Melissa, I think, would even... she's not eligible, of course, because she works here. But I think even she would like to go to that game. Cause
yeah, if you win those tickets and you want to take me with you, I'll go. You know,
that was great.
I mean, you got to twist my arm. I'll go.
That's right. So
you get to sit inside where it's warm.
Yes, you do. You do.
That's the
upside
for me.
Right. I figured you would not want to go and stand out in the cold to watch something you're not really that interested in.
I have watched a lot of football games in my life, Seth. A lot of them. I did celebrate some years when I didn't have to because I was no longer with someone who insisted on watching every single football game.
Right, right.
You know? So I took a nice little break. But I can cheer along with the best of you. I know how the game works.
You do. You do. Mm-hmm. You know how football did. Hey, did you do fantasy football this year?
No.
I was going to say,
so badly at it last year. I don't pay attention. And because I don't watch any of the games, I don't know what's going on. So I just,
You don't know the players and stuff. I was just curious.
I don't have time for that kind of stuff.
No, no, you don't. I, on the other hand, have all kinds of time for that kind of stuff.
No, it's just also something you like.
That's true. Yeah, it's a lot easier if you do it. But stay tuned, everyone. Like Melissa said, a lot more chances to win today. Keep it right here and get the Civic Media app. Download it. Make WFHR your favorite station, which you should have done already anyway.
Yeah. And it's the easiest way to get in touch with us. It's one button dialing. You don't even have to punch in all those annoying numbers on your smartphone screen that my thumbs hit the wrong spot every time. I don't type with my thumbs, though. Actually, I type with my index finger. Does that make me old?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. No, you're good.
Because you do it too, don't you?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I do. I also spell.
Well, I swipe. I don't hunt and peck.
You swipe. No, I'm not that. I type out every word.
Oh yeah, me too.
I mean, I can't. I look at my son and he texts me and I'm like, what? What are you doing?
I have to look up half of these acronyms to know what you were saying.
Right.
This is not shortcut.
Right. We're gonna head to break here, everybody. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club when we come back. But I have to say I made my first mistake of the morning. I have to apologize to Brittany Merlot. I had her here on the line ready to go, and I forgot to put her on the air.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Brittany. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'll send her a text.
Yeah, let her know that it wasn't intentional. I feel bad about it, but... It's new stuff for me. I got, you know,
this is your first time hosting the morning show.
It's exciting.
All of the mistakes that you made, that one was the worst.
I was going to say, you're going to keep a list. Melissa's going to keep a list of everything. That's the worst so far. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got the El Cafe Anniversary and Birthday Club coming up here on WFHR, locally grown radio, as we continue with the morning show. Welcome to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on WFHR, the morning show here. We appreciate, of course, El Cafe being the sponsor of this show, of the segment, I should say. And we do have a couple of birthdays to celebrate here. But before we get to that, I do want to talk a little bit about our friends over at El Cafe. On their Facebook page, I don't know, Melissa, if you saw this, but they have a new head of security.
This so
Master
much.
Alejandro Perez.
It's so great.
It's always,
you have to look it up.
You do. It was carved by a local artist, Ken Brzezinski, who did that. Big shout out to him. What a great job he did on that.
It's an avocado. And he is so adorable. He's got a little sombrero. And a scarf.
The bandana. Yep. It's so cool.
He's so cute.
They write on the post here, it's always nice to have that extra set of eyes on the business when Papa Fidel isn't around.
Which he usually is there.
Oh, like, yes. You usually can see Fidel down when he's
always there.
They're open, so yeah.
Such a great group of people there. They welcome you every time. And now you get to see this adorable Master Alejandro.
Master Alejandro. Yes, indeed. El Cafe, of course, located at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Go down there right now, everyone. They're open 7 to 2 Tuesday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. Only on Mondays, of course, that they take a well-deserved day off.
Absolutely.
They also celebrated yesterday Mexican Independence Day. They did post that on their Facebook page as well. So it was apropos that they had the day off so they could have a little rest and relaxation and celebrate Mexican Independence Day. Viva Mexico!
The beginning of Mexico's fight for independence from Spanish colonial rule.
That's right. It's a fascinating story in and of itself. Mm-hmm. All right, let us get into the celebrating, everyone. We are going to go through our list here. Melissa, I get to do this part. This is fun. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Finally, I get to choose the correct number instead of it getting thrown to you when you're on air. I choose one.
You choose one. All right. That is our qualifier. Very nice. Before we get to the names there, though, do want to shout out a big birthday to a former co-worker of ours, Melissa, Mr. Bob Goff.
From, oh, happy birthday, Bob.
From 106 FM down in Adams, of course, part of Heart of Wisconsin Media, that owned this station, NWIRI, for a little while.
Yeah.
Maybe
Bob's a great guy.
About a year or so. Bob is a great guy. Boy, no one knows radio like that man. He's been in the business for so long. You know, I thought I knew a lot about pop music and rock and roll and stuff like that. Not even close to what Bob knows. I talked to him a few times, and this man, it's amazing. So happy birthday, Bob.
Lifetime of experience.
Yes.
Enjoy your birthday. You deserve it.
Yes. Also a very good drummer, by the way. I don't know if people knew that.
I did not know. Wait. No, I did know that.
Did you know that? Okay.
I think so. Well, him and I go way back, like... We've crossed paths several times throughout the years.
Really?
Back when I lived in Toma, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And not that we know each other like super well, but we've run across each other several times.
You've crossed each other's paths a few times, yes, indeed. So
happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob. All right, we do have two names, like I said, to celebrate today. We've got happy birthday to Terry Szymanski.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday, Terry. Have a very good day. Enjoy yourself on this Tuesday. And we have our qualifier today, Jesse Wirt.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Congratulations to you. You are a qualifier for this September 17th. Mm-hmm. And so celebrate that as well. Go on down to El Cafe. Have some pie. They do have pie there. Delicious pie.
Delicious
make sure
pie.
I put that on there.
Mm-hmm. And such a wide variety of choices, too.
They do.
They always have, like, I don't know, at least six.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which is amazing considering how much space they have. They really do a good job of doing that. So, All right, let's get into some celebrity birthdays to fill out our list here, everyone. Danielle Brooks is 35. She was Tasty on Orange is the New Black. Did you ever watch that show, Melissa?
I haven't. That is one that I would like to watch. It's on my list, but again, I don't have TV, so I don't... Like, and I don't have time to watch it.
That's true. Although, you know,
I have a TV.
I got that, yes.
But all I have on it is YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So I just enjoy watching old episodes of Time Team.
Oh my gosh, really?
It's my happy place.
Time Team, really?
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my gosh.
That was BBC show.
Yes.
No, I love it.
I have never seen an episode, but I've heard it's really cool. So
yeah, that's because I talk about it all the time.
That's probably where I heard it from, yes. You're their biggest fan.
I am their biggest fan.
Today.
Here in central Wisconsin.
That's right. They get, where is this Wisconsin Rapids? I don't understand why we keep getting fan mail from them. Alex Ovechkin is 39. He is a sports figure, Melissa, so that's okay if you don't know who he is.
Oh, I'm not going to bother looking him up.
He is a left winger for the Washington Capitals. He cemented himself as one of the best players in the NHL when he won the Stanley Cup in 2018.
NHL
hockey. Yep, he is a hockey player. He'll probably go down as one of the best of all time, I think. He's had quite a career, and that winning that Stanley Cup was just icing on the cake for him.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of hockey,
yes,
I know that we are going to be far more involved with the River Kings this year. I'm going to a game.
Yes.
And aren't we like going to try to do a scrimmage or something? I got to sharpen my figure skates.
If we're going to do a scrimmage, we're going to be shorthanded because I think only you and James know how to skate. And I don't know about Laura.
She could do it on shoes.
She could do it on shoes? Oh,
yeah,
I don't even know if I trust myself on that.
We'll get you some of those, like, ice pick things. It's cleats. You could just wear cleats, right?
Cleats on it, poke holes all over the ice. I'm sure the Zamboni driver would hate
probably
me.
Probably would not like that.
Yeah, he would not like that.
But I know I have my own hockey stick.
You do? See,
you
wait a minute. So you had to think about what NHL made? Or what it was?
I've never
and you have a hockey stick?
I've never watched a hockey game, but I've played hockey.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That's
Come
interesting.
On, that's fair.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
Now, moving on. Neil Blomkamp is 45, the director of District 9, Elysium, and Chappie. Some very...
South African-Canadian.
Yes. Some very... thought-provoking science fiction films.
Yeah, and he's only 45.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, he's had quite a career already.
Mm-hmm.
We have here... Oh, before we get to that, I think we're going to... Let's take a phone call here and find out what's on our callers' minds. Good morning. You're on the show.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about... what were you talking about? Oh, Alexia, right?
Good morning, Laura.
I fondly remember... Hi. I fondly remember when I was living in Washington, D.C., Papa John's commercial featuring Alexia.
Okay.
Alex Ovechkin, so, yeah. Nice.
Yes. I will never forget his partly toothless face selling me pizza. Happy birthday.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Nice. And he sells pizza, too. Thanks for the call, Laura.
He sells pizza. Okay.
We'll see you soon. Oh, goodness. We've got another athlete here, Melissa. Jimmy Johnson is 49. Do you know what sport he's in?
Boxing.
No, he's a NASCAR driver, actually.
Come on. That was a fringe sport. I was kind of in the ballpark.
A fringe sport. Oh, in the ballpark of a race car track. Yes. Wow.
I'm patting myself on the back right now.
We've got Dougie Fresh is 58 today, a rapper who may be the world's greatest human beatbox. That's what they say here. I don't know. He was pretty good, though. Mm. I like Dougie Fresh, man.
Okay.
Yeah. one of the funniest people ever. Rita Rudner is 71 years old today.
Yes.
She's been doing Vegas since 2000, basically stand up all the time. For many years, though, she was kind of what do they call him? A punch-up writer. So, you know, in movies, you have a script, especially comedies. And if you want to punch up the script with more comedy, you bring in writers, comedy writers. She was one of the most famous and I think well-paid of those, too. And she is absolutely hilarious. One of the funniest people you've ever seen.
And a Broadway dancer.
That's how she started her career. That's right. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Cassandra Peterson is 73. Do you know who Cassandra Peterson is?
No.
AKA Elvira is 73 today.
Elvira.
The mistress, not that Elvira, oh. Mistress of the Dark. She is 73 today.
Oh, wow.
Boy, talk about making a career out of one thing. But man, she wrote it for all it was worth. NBA, former NBA coach, many time NBA championship winner, Phil Jackson is 79, Zen master. They say retired Los Angeles Lakers coach. Man, he coached the Bulls for like 8 years and won 6 titles with them. I don't know. So, all right.
There's 12 seasons.
Yes. He played 12 seasons as well. Mm-hmm. And then he coached many good teams. We have several people here I want to mention for that are no longer with us. Of course, today is the birthday of Hank Williams Sr. I mentioned that over on the Sunrise Show. Country legend, hey, good looking, you're cheating hard, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Tom Hiddleston played him opposite Elizabeth Olsen in the 2016 movie I Saw the Light, because it makes lots of sense to have an English actor play a iconic American country singer. I mean, I love Tom Hiddleston.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, I know, but it kind of bugs me.
It's not. It does. It's not great, but it happens.
One of the legends of Hollywood. He was a child actor and later became a well-known person around town. Roddy McDowall was born on this day. Of course, he was best known for Planet of the Apes, playing Dr. Zaius, I believe. And through all of the movies, Leonard Maltin said when he died in 1998, all the legends of old Hollywood died with him. So
really,
yes, yeah. he was well respected. John Ritter was born on this day. Of course, he played Jack Tripper on Three's Company, and he played the dad on Eight Simple Rules. And one of the great authors in American history, Mr. Ken Kesey, was born on this day. Author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and a big fan of LSD. The Grateful Dead got started by playing at Ken Kesey acid test parties. That is where they started.
Okay.
Yes. The acid test parties. Yes.
Interesting title.
Well, you can imagine what went on at those parties.
I imagine.
And that's going to do it for our celebrity birthdays once more. Let's say happy birthday to Mr. Bob Goff down in Adams.
Happy birthday, Bob. Have a great day.
Terry Shemansky.
Happy birthday, Terry.
And Jesse Ward, our qualifier.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
All three, a happy birthday. Treat yourself. Go down to El Cafe in Port Edwards. It's just a quick drive down there and get some wonderful food. And more importantly, talk to some wonderful people down there.
Yes,
they are awesome. Fabulous. Some of the best in the area. We're going to take a quick break here. Going to get to some news. And when we come back, we're going to talk about things that are killing you slowly, but you really enjoy doing. Nice and cheery topic here on the morning show.
Lift you up.
WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids 97.5 on your FM dial all the time on the Civic Media app. I made the intro too long on this one. I want to hear him sing. Oh, I don't think we're going to get to Lou Rawls. Come on, Lou, sing. Aww. Nope.
Is this like a 70s ballad?
Yeah, it was kind of a thing. So. You'll never find. There we go. Just got to get that in there. I love Lou Rawls, one of my all-time favorite voices out there. Thanks for joining us this morning, everyone. In a little bit, we're going to get into what is faux-ductivity. It's fun to say. I'll tell you that much. That is a fun word to say. I can say
I
that.
Hope there's duct tape involved.
maybe. There, we'll have to double check on that one. And then at the top of the hour, everyone, make sure you tune in for Allie Waite, Miss Wisconsin Rapids from 2024. Oh, yeah. Will be joining us. We're going to talk to her about all kinds of things, like what it's like to be Miss Wisconsin Rapids. Her recently opened business, which is very cool.
Awesome.
Her speed painting and her community service initiative, Keeping Kindness. So we're going to talk to her about all of that. But right now, we are going to get into what's killing you. And that's it. Full stop. No, I'm just kidding. It's what you really enjoy doing. What you really enjoy doing.
Eating ice cream.
That could be on the list. There's a thread online where people are talking about things that are slowly killing you, but you really do enjoy doing. Not surprisingly, some of the most popular answers involve vices like tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. But others had a different take. Here are some things that are slowly killing people, but they can't quit them. Let's start at the bottom here for this one.
Okay.
And this one actually has question marks after it because it's number 15 on the list. Dating men?
You know what? I concur.
I was going to say, Melissa might be, she's on board with that one.
I am on board with that one.
I completely understand. Totally. I totally understand that one. I have no defense.
Empathize?
No, I mean, I've never dated a man, so I guess I can't tell you what it's like.
You are a man, so you know what it's like to be a man who has been dated.
That's right. You have to ask Beth, I guess. I don't know.
The
thing. Number 14 on the list, processed meat.
Ah, yes, yes.
Do you know how much of our meat is processed? That's kind of sad, yeah.
Well, and I think it's the level of processing, too, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, a processed rump roast is a whole lot different than sliced ham in the deli counter.
Right.
So right. I think it's a level of processing that you need to be aware of. Because, I'm sorry, you want your meat processed to some extent. You're not just going to go walk up to a cow and take a bite out. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, just take carve a hunk out there. That'd be funny. Actually.
Wrong on every level.
Yeah, the cow would not be happy.
No.
So there's a question I have, and I don't know if you know the answer to this one, Melissa. But does that include like the old Italian meats? You know, like salami and pepperoni and all that stuff. So I thought maybe they could be grandfathered in. Yeah, prosciutto. You're right.
I mean, those have a different processing procedure, but they're still very processed. And I think the biggest part is all of the additives that get added into, like, for instance, deli meats, those kinds of fermented meats or aged meats, I guess is the proper way to say it. They contain a lot of sodium. Mm-hmm. Because that is what preserves them. So
okay.
We all know how great salt is for us. We need a little bit, but too much is too much.
I remember hearing nitrates a lot. You don't want to eat that lunch meat. It's got nitrates in it. Okay.
Yep. Nitrates are not good for you.
Okay. Well, they sound nasty, so I don't want them. Moving to number 13. Boy, this is very specific. 13, welding. the person said, it is quite literally killing me. Eyesight gotten worse. Black soot and rust blown out my respiratory system on a nightly basis. Ugh. Mm. Someone responded, you're supposed to wear a welding mask.
Well, yes, because the light from welding is damaging to your eyesight.
It is. But still, that's very specific. So all you welders out there, wear a mask.
Wear protective equipment.
Yeah.
Use it properly. Weld in well-ventilated spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so. Number 12, parenting.
I did just recently see a study that parenting, the negative health effects of parenting, I believe the title was something along those lines.
Mm.
But they have been doing studies on how parenting affects your health.
Well, you know, I was thinking back to when, you know, Beth and I had, you know, newborns. And man, the amount of sleep that you lose when
sleep
you have
deprivation alone.
I mean, it gets better, of course, the older they get. But man, you wonder how you function when you have, you know, kids that you have to get up in the middle of the night and feed and all these kinds of things. I did because I wanted to make, well, with Roan anyway, I wanted to make sure that Beth didn't do that. So I did get up for, you know, late night, middle of the night feedings and stuff, so she didn't have to do everything. Sadly, Anders would not take a bottle. So, unfortunately, he was literally attached to Beth for a year.
Didn't work to help with that one.
No, that was, I felt bad.
Dad can only do so much.
I tried. I really did. I tried to help her that one, but I couldn't do it. So, that probably shortened her life a little bit. Number 11.
Sorry, Beth.
Again, pretty specific. Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. I mean,
but I've heard they're so good.
Yeah, they are. I've had them before, and I think it's because they're usually between the bacon and the jalapeno poppers, like cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's why I have no fear of this shortening my life because cream cheese is my nemesis. I don't eat it. I don't. I like bacon to a degree, but like not there. I don't know. And I'm not huge on jalapenos. I like jalapeno added to a soup because I think it adds a lot of flavor and depth and a little bit of heat.
Mm-hmm.
But just to eat a jalapeno on its own, no. No, thank you.
No. I mean, but like pepper, you know, my kids love peppers, you know, bell peppers, you know, the non-spicy kind. Yeah, they just love eating those as a snack. But I've never been a fan of it's jalapenos just need to be added to something to make them better. I'm with you on that one. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Number 10. Eating ramen every night. Talk about salt intake. Woo. Goodness.
Yeah. I mean, there are better alternatives, but it's such a comfort food.
Mm-hmm. And it's so inexpensive. I mean, that's part of it, too.
That, too. I mean, when you're living on a budget and it is a somewhat filling meal, and you can add stuff to it. If I'm making a comfort meal of ramen, which I do actually fairly often. I've already done it this week. I will add
just
frozen peas to it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds good.
Cut up some cabbage in there or even add an egg. I mean, there's so much that you can do with ramen to make it a little bit healthier. Yep. But yes, or you know, not even putting the full flavor packet in there will help cut back on the sodium.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
The noodles themselves aren't super healthy either.
No, but and by the way, we're talking about like what Melissa was just mentioning, the instant stuff that you get at the store. If you've actually had real ramen, it is completely different and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I would say that. It is absolutely amazing.
And you can make it yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can buy just like rice noodles or they have specific ramen noodles because they have wheat in them,
yes.
I believe. They're not straight up rice noodles. Mm-hmm. But you can buy ramen noodles at an Asian grocery store and create your own ramen at home.
Yes. And you can see, if you want to look it up online, see some like actual, the bowl they use. It's
visually,
a huge bowl. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's stunning.
Appealing. Yeah. Yep.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. This is turning into an impromptu kitchens open here. I thought you were done with that. No.
I am done with that.
Number 9, sugar and specifically Ben and Jerry's.
Well, you know, when you sit down with a pint of Ben and Jerry's, it feels like you should be able to eat the whole thing. You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. No.
Ben and Jerry's has non-dairy ice creams now.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That's cool.
And some of their classic flavors on there. They are so good.
Wow.
I don't buy them.
Sugar is number 9 on this list. I thought it would
that's
be
surprising.
Higher than that. Yeah. So here we go. Here's more things. Number 8, social media. That's definitely not good for your stress level. I think we can all agree on that one.
Or your mental health.
No, that's why I don't do social media. I still avoid it like the plague. Number
and this is why we're going to live forever, Seth. Yeah. You don't do social media, I don't eat jalapeno poppers. We're good.
We're going to die in an accident. We'll die fast, not slow. That's what we
say. Stop it.
Number 7, energy drinks. I have never had an energy drink in my life. I just realized that. Never.
Really?
Yeah.
I tried them, I wouldn't say like in my 20s, but they tore up my stomach so bad that I don't do them.
Oh, that's probably for probably just as well. Not doing too much of that. Number 6 and 5 and 6 are very similar. 6 is sitting too much and 5 is not exercising.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
movement.
Movement is good.
Motion is lotion.
Wait a minute. Is that actually a thing? Lotion.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great saying.
I've never heard that before.
I think it was, it was on a video that my brother sent me, for a guy that does like stretching and, like flexibility.
Oh, okay.
Videos. And that's kind of his tagline. Motion is lotion.
Okay. I'll take his word for it. Number four, fast food. But, you know, we did a segment yesterday where we found the healthiest fast food. I mean,
I don't think they used the word healthiest. I think they used the word least unhealthy.
I think you're correct on that.
So I think the delineation of four is correct for this one.
Yeah, that's not bad. you know, this
you have choices to make at a fast food restaurant, right. And you can choose a variety of unhealthy things.
You know, I think there's a good, it's a good reason James isn't here today, because a lot of this stuff, he'd just be, you know, he's like,
he'd be
guilty.
Feeling worse than he's already feeling right now.
That's right. Number three, not sleeping enough. Case in point.
Hope
he's getting more now.
James is sleeping right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, let's hope he's doing
I
that.
I doubt it, but I hope.
Number two is weird. I don't know how this could be killing you slowly. Procrastination.
Well, if you procrastinate your doctor's appointments, your dentist appointments, if you procrastinate cleaning your house, because, you know, a super dirty house can
lead
have
to,
an effect
yeah, germs,
on your health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I could see that one.
I wish they would have been a little bit more specific, though, because just in general, procrastination, you know, you didn't.
Okay, but I just specified it for you.
Well, yeah, but that's you. That's not them. I mean, I don't.
What, they're right and I'm wrong?
No. I just wanted more guidance, but what do you expect, I guess.
Okay.
So the number one.
It's just a list.
It is just a list. So we're hitting number one now. This one, I guess, would make sense. Binge eating.
Yes.
Which I get that too. I think they're meaning it more in the sense of, you know, just general people doing it. Yeah. I don't think they mean like the eating disorder.
Right.
You know, the bulimic eating disorder. I think they just mean, you know, like people sitting around eating a bag of chips or something like that.
Well, in general, binging on anything is not good for you.
Right.
I mean, and that's true for everything from eating to drinking to exercising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Too much of a good thing is not good for you. And too much of a bad thing is very obviously bad for you. The rule of thumb I try to keep in my head is don't eat anything bigger than your head.
Don't eat anything bigger than your head.
Yep.
Tried and true advice here on the morning show from Melissa Kay. It's a good thing she's not doing the kitchens open anymore. That's all I'm gonna say.
Stop it. You're
so
brat.
I guess what the takeaway from this is. Everything in moderation, kind of what you just said, you know, the golden mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be moderate about things. Don't overdo any of the things on this list, especially welding. That's what I learned. Just be careful with the welding, all right?
I'm pretty sure that, like, most of these things, besides maybe the welding, we were all pretty aware of.
There's nothing new, really.
But there's good reminders.
It's always good to touch on these things every now and then. We're going to take our final break of the hour here, everybody. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Foductivity. Find out what it is here on the morning show.
Let me go get my duct tape.
That's right, on WFHR. Welcome to the Boondocks. I mean the morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM on your radio dial, and always streaming live at the Civic Media Hour, on the Civic Media app, I should say. Mm-hmm. You need to download that anyway, because you're going to be playing our green Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest a little bit later today. Going on right now.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get into our final topic here of the hour, I want to remind everyone at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Allie Waite, Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2024. We're going to talk to her about what's been going on over the year that she has been Miss Wisconsin Rapids. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll get into some entertainment news next hour as well. The Ig Nobel Awards, the Jane's Addiction fight on stage. That was the craziness. Speaking of
it
stages,
craziness.
Yes, we're going to talk a little bit about WRCT and their season. coming up and some other activities as well. They got all kinds of stuff going on this fall.
Oh, yeah.
That you are not going to want to miss. And maybe if we have a chance towards the end, we're going to talk about a really expensive martini. And does checking your bag at the airport early help make it one of the first to hit baggage claim? Myths exploded here on the morning show, everyone. So let's get into this one here, this foductivity. What is this word and what does it mean?
Yes.
It's a fun new word to say, but maybe don't tell your boss you know what it means. 1 in 3 workers in a new poll admit to foductivity, making it look like you're productive when you're not really doing much.
So, looking busy.
Looking busy. Busy work. Mm. Just busy hands kind of thing. Mm-hmm. A common example is using a mouse jigger app, so it looks like you're at your computer, but it could also be as simple as claiming you worked hours that you didn't work.
Ooh, a mouse jigger app. I didn't know that existed.
Me neither. That sounds kind of scary, actually.
Somebody else is controlling your mouse.
A third of low-level employees admit to stuff like that, and about half of managers say foductivity is a problem in general. But that last stat is a pretty rich one when you hear this. The poll found managers are actually more likely to be foductive. 37% of managers admitted to it compared to 32% of non-managers. Ha ha! You've been caught, you managers out there.
Managing.
Faux managing. Yeah. I love the word foductivity because it is fun to say. I have to admit that. But there's something on here that I think is a problem to speak of. Kind of like the. Especially with a lot more people working at home these days, the proliferation of software used to spy on your employees, which can be really nasty and very counterproductive, if you ask me, and basically an invasion of privacy.
Absolutely. I mean, to have to keep your mouse. I've heard some of these are ridiculous. Like you can't get up from your computer to go to the bathroom.
Right.
At home, because then your stuff is inactive for 3 to 5 minutes, and then you get
docked
for that. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna. Bathroom breaks are necessary. For human.
That's why they make them put bathrooms in all workplaces. It's kind of essential. I mean, they go so far. There's some that measure eye movements. To see, make sure you're looking at your. I mean, yeah, it's pretty bad. So, that's something that you know we can talk about when you're talking about this sort of thing. But they also on this survey here, they also have the top 5 reasons for this foductivity. Better work life balance. Boy, we heard that a lot lately. Feeling burnt out, not enough work to do. That one's an interesting one. For me, because you're required to spend a certain amount of time in a lot of jobs, a certain amount of time at a certain place doing this whatever. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times there's going to be downtime. What do you do then? Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, you could probably find something to do, but
I experienced that a lot when I was working at the front desk of the military academy on Fort McCoy. And I worked there from high school through, oh gosh, I don't even know, till like 2013.
Okay.
When you're when you're running the front desk.
Sounds like a military term.
Right. you're only busy if the phone is ringing or you have a customer in front of you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was taught you need to be busy at work, so when I first started working there, I rearranged drawers, I organized stuff, I got in trouble for moving things because I was trying to make it more organized, I refolded shirts, I like relabeled the videos so that because we used to check out VHS tapes. We used to check out VHS tapes for the soldiers to watch in their rooms.
Love it.
Because every room had a VHS player in the TV.
Oh, the combo unit.
There was only so much you could do. And while they didn't, police the time, because you were there by yourself, especially at night or overnight, because that place was open 24 hours a day. And I usually only worked second or third shift.
Right.
So eventually I got to the point where I was bringing in knitting. I was bringing in rented DVDs from the library just to watch to keep myself occupied from, you know, the early morning or late, super late night hours. What else do you do?
Exactly. That's a really good point. A couple other ones on the list here. Unrealistic expectations from their boss and wanting to appease upper management, who are probably doing the same things that you are. In fact, more of them are. What is it? What is my manager actually doing here? I don't even know. You know, it's interesting. When I first started working in radio, and you know, I hit a point where one day, whatever it was, I didn't have anything. I'm like, oh gosh, what do I do here? And it's like, well, obviously you've done your work because the product you're making is on the air. So, you know, you've done your work, you know, it's out there for everyone to see. So that's not something I've ever worried about here, at least in this job.
Oh, no.
So,
no. Oh, no. There's always more work to
There's
do.
Always.
It just keeps piling up.
Yeah, it sure does. All right, we're going to go to the top of the hour at the news break. We're going to get state and local news and maybe some sports in there as well. Don't forget, everyone, we are still in the midst of our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest. All the stations on Civic Media and the radio network are doing this one. The next chance will be at 11 a.m., but make sure you're ready for it, everyone. Get your texting device ready, your phone, with the correct app on it.
With the Civic Media app.
You do need the Civic Media app on there in order to do this, but get it ready. And you'll be getting more words, three more words today, and then the rest of the week here and next week. Mm-hmm. Lots of chances to win prizes and cash and gold.
Great prizes. Wow.
And the grand prize of the indoor club level tickets in Green Bay on December 23rd to see
when you win, invite me. I'll come with you.
That's right. It's a Monday night game, too, by the way. Big game. It'll be interesting, especially with the way the Saints have been playing the first part of the season. The Packers, too. We'll be back with Miss Wisconsin Rapids when we come back to the morning show here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM. W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.